This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino? That's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup free when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On the card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Best time of the year on the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on holidays.
But what is any day, really, without the Dan Patrick Show? Available daily on Peacock or on the Dan Patrick Show podcast.
The award-winning Dan Patrick Show.
So don't miss a show. Don't miss a moment. Download it today. It's free. Thanksgiving. A time to be thankful.
Isn't this supposed to be a thankful show? We're thankful for a lot of things.
For time off? For food?
How about turkey sandwiches, man?
For our health and football.
and for stand-up guys like Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker. Why, you ask? Because while Dan and the Danettes are off, they have stepped up to fill the void.
And that's one of the most generous things that anybody's ever done for this show.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, two good guys.
I love you.
Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker.
What up? Good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. Wishing you and yours the happiest and safest and COVID-freest Thanksgiving on record. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Dan the Danettes off. I am sure they are. I'm sure at some point, Polly's going to be tweeting from somewhere in Vermont. A cabin, it's rustic, and there is food aplenty. Anyway, welcome in. Rob, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Doug. How are you?
I'm good. You know, let's start with the news of the moment, which is the Ravens-Steelers game, which was supposed to be played tonight, and it was really the pièce de résistance. It's the only reason to watch NFL games other than you got money on the other two and you need something to drown out the mind-numbing conversation at the dinner table.
I was going to say the family that you know, and not that there's going to be any big family this year, but you know what I mean. I totally agree with you.
Yes. Yes. Well, look, some people, because they're around their families all the time, some people are going to risk it. Some people, you know, they get tested and they get in a car and they have distance and whatever. Like, it's a compliment. My mom lives 15 minutes from us. We're going to see her for about a half hour outside today. She's going to bring us a pie, but, you know, she's a senior citizen. So, no one dinner is worth risking her health over. That's just kind of the way we're going about it. But there are plenty families that will have those. Some will have the virtual conversations, right? They'll be Zooming Thanksgiving dinner. Even that can be like, oh, my God.
But you know what, Doug? It's funny you say that. I grew up with 11 guys, 11 of us in New York, and we all were on a baseball team called the Black Cats. And all 11 of us have been friends for nearing 50 years. We've been friends since we were 10 years old.
Wow.
And today, all 11 of us, knock on wood, we're blessed, Doug, are still alive. 50-year friendship almost, a couple years away from it. And today, for the first time ever, we're having a Zoom Thanksgiving Day kind of a get-together just to be thankful for everything despite, you know, where we are in the world and what's happening. So I'm looking forward to that. That's about noon Eastern.
That's interesting. I live close to where I grew up. Many of the people who I grew up around have either moved back or never moved away. And I coach, I have a youth basketball program, a traveling basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we just kind of had a fun practice. I had instead of having 15 kids, I had seven or eight kids. And we did all kinds of shooting competitions and dribbling competitions, and I showed him some drills that I was taught to do alone in a gym, but you can do it with a stopwatch, and it's kind of cool. Anyways, we're sitting around afterwards, and I was going through how many of my friends are lifelong friends from my same travel basketball class in sixth grade. You know, Miles Simon, who's an assistant with the Lakers, he just got back from Hawaii. I'll make sure I. And so maybe that's a great idea. You can do one of those Zoom calls or whatever. And we're all around and hop on. So there is some good things that have come from this. All right, let's get to this Ravens Steelers game. I saw some of the Steelers tweet out Eric Ebron is their tight end. This is BS, you know. And
I know Ebron from Detroit. Yeah.
Look, I understand in the moment. And by the way, it appears if they have more positive tests, instead of playing this game, and if you missed the news yesterday, they moved the game to Sunday at 1:15. So in the early window, there's supposed to be an NBC game. My guess is with more positive tests, this thing's going to be pushed back to week 18 or something. They got to find a way to slide this thing in because, you know, otherwise I don't – the Ravens were already depleted anyway. I don't know if they'll have enough guys, but whatever. The idea that the NFL – or – first of all, the NFL, by moving it, they screw NBC because NBC would have had a huge number on Thanksgiving night, right? They also do the same to Fox and to CBS because now NBC has a better game name-wise, in that opening, in that early window, that that rating will, you know, suck some of the numbers from CBS and from Fox. So the idea that the NFL, there's like people are out to get the Steelers, like, dude, you guys are undefeated. You're having a great year. You just got to roll with it a little bit here.
That's what I don't get. I mean, everybody else, everything is fluid, Doug. We don't know, right? And I've been critical of the NFL. I remember there was a game, I think the Patriots played a game where there were some positive tests and they went along with the game. And I thought, well, why are they doing that when they've been postponing other games? But they went along with that game. And in this case, I give the NFL credit. This is not the game you want to move. Thanksgiving night, you know, all the eyeballs, everything else going on. You don't want to stop that game if you didn't have to. I think the NFL's doing it right. All these people have tested positive. You can't go through with it. I understand from the Steelers' standpoint, this would have been, you know, they played Thursday night, then they would have gotten 3 or 4 days off, you know, until maybe come back on Monday. So they lose out on that, which I get, but it sounds awful, tone deaf, given the state of where we are in this country and this world during the pandemic. It's over a football game, dude. Yeah, I just can't get it.
Well, I mean, like, look, I this is one of the things about social media, which it can be, you can view it as a good thing, right? There's no filter of a PR. The bad thing is that, you know, it's the old Herm Edwards, right? Just don't press send. Like,
right.
Dude, just take a breath and start to realize. I fully understand. I was listening to Jeff Schwartz, who was co-hosting Outkick the Coverage before when driving in. I fully understand the idea of, hey, you thought you're going to have a five-day weekend, and you're going to work Thanksgiving. Like, all right, we get it all adjusted. We'll have dinner tomorrow. We'll have dinner after the game with the kids or whatever. And then we have the weekend off, and they haven't had an off week. Like, I get it. Hey, but, again, it's just the idea of, let's take a breath, right? Inhale, exhale, realize all the other things. Realize, you know, that's actually what Thanksgiving's supposed to be about, where you realize, like, okay, this might suck, but we still live in America. Got it. We're on an undefeated football team. We are relatively healthy.
Yes.
We might not even play this weekend. And, oh, yeah, by the way, like, whenever we play the Ravens, they're going to be depleted. And we're going to have a week. We're going to have be the only team with a week off heading into the playoffs because they've changed the bye thing with only one team having a bye. The idea of Thanksgiving is to stop, take a breath, and be thankful. And I think the Steelers missed that. But it's part of what social media provides, which is cutting out the filter and get how people really feel in that moment. And unfortunately, guys feel in that moment in kind of an immature fashion. I also think that we have this thing to where we want to think everybody's out to get us, right? It's like, it's one of the deals with the election where, like, we want to think that things are rigged and things
right.
are, and you know, it's really not. It's really, really not. It's the scientists and doctors said, hey, man, Thanksgiving, there's going to be a second wave. It's going to be bad. Turns out there's a second wave. It's bad. We're all just trying to protect the sport so that we can get through and get to the playoffs and have a Super Bowl and maybe have people at the Super Bowl. And you're so caught up in yourself that you want to tweet about it. Like, I understand it, but I just think it's not the greatest look when you're the undefeated team and the other team is the team with all the positive tests.
And the other part, Doug, is, and I use this tone deaf from what's the reality for everybody else and what people are going through.
Right.
I get it. It's a football game. I get it. It's their livelihood. They make millions of dollars. I get all that. People are out here struggling with no jobs and family members who have passed. I mean, do you look on Facebook? And I can't get over how many messages I've read, you know, from the people who are friends of mine, you know, on Facebook, whether I know them or not personally. But it's amazing.
Wait, how are they your friends if you know them or not?
Well, but you know, like, you could ask to be
friend.
Facebook friend. That's
okay.
What I mean.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I see a lot of stuff, but I just can't get over how many people have been touched by it. Chris Broussard, my radio partner on The Odd Couple, lost his father-in-law, you know, this year to COVID. I mean, it's touched a lot of people, and it just seems insensitive. That's all. I get it, and they're just thinking about themselves at that time, Doug, the disappointment
yeah.
of that game and that moment and then some days off. I do, but you need to pause, think about it. How is this going to look to the people who don't have jobs and who have lost loved ones?
Well, I would say, the pushback, this is the Dan Patrick Show, brought to you by Mercedes-AMG Driving Performance, Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, for Dan the Danettes. I would say, like, if we had the legit discussion, it's one of the things that sports has provided, right? Like, if we do go into, like, in L.A. County, obviously, we're in some form of stay-at-home 10 o'clock order, and I don't really understand why you can't eat outside at a restaurant, but whatever. Let's just kind of get through it, people. But it's fascinating to me. Sports do provide an escape. Like, if we're stuck at home, it's so much better when there's sports on TV. And that was going to be a fun game. That was going to be a game of two teams that don't like each other. And as much as the Steelers, record-wise, seemed dominant over the Ravens, last time was a four-point game in which Lamar Jackson had the ball a chance to win it.
And the other games suck. Right. And the Steelers got four turnovers in that game to win by four, if you remember that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I actually think for people who are out of work. But, yes, the lack of perspective, it's not the strongest look. Do I think Eric Ebron and Chase Claypool are bad people for being ticked? Like, nah, I think that's real and that's understandable. I just think that next time they could kind of pause a little bit and have a better feel for all that's going on. What's left is your Lions. What's left is the Texans, thankfully, we'll get to that. What's left is the Washington football team against the Dallas Cowboys.
You couldn't pick two worse games, for real, for people to watch on Thanksgiving.
I almost think that's the genius to it.
I don't think so.
Are you going to watch?
I'll watch. I'll put it on.
This is like Tyson Roy Jones. There's no reason to watch Mike. What people forget, Mike Tyson has, we've created this kind of mythical lore of Mike Tyson. Because when he first came into the boxing world, everybody was scared to death. I mean, he came in with just that towel, right? No socks, black shoes. And the fight was over before it started, right? But if you remember, Mike Tyson was a bad fighter at the end of the reason he bit Evander Holyfield's ear was he was frustrated because he was getting his ass kicked, right? So he was bad.
I thought he was hungry.
Yeah, but Roy Jones was bad. Like, Roy Jones was, I actually played a professional basketball game against Roy Jones.
Did you in that, what was that?
USBL.
USBL,
yeah,
right.
He had 31 in a game. He took 31 shots, but he had 31. Wow. We can tell that story later. But these are two guys that were washed up 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and they're going to have a fight, which they're not going to score, but they're going to whatever. And people are going to buy. I guess the thing is that it's one of those in football. One, you could bet on it. Two, you got fantasy football. And three, it doesn't matter what the NFL puts on. We watch. We just do. People say, I don't watch the Pro Bowl. I don't want the Pro Bowl outrates NBA playoff games. They just watch. And so, yeah, that is it. These are not good games. But maybe that only proves the NFL's power and their point. Like, yeah, we can throw whatever on at Lions, Cowboys. You can watch. That's
what if there was a Golden Girls marathon on, I might be watching that instead of the Lions.
We got to get to the background of your Golden Girls marathon sort of thing. He's Rob Parker.
Have you ever watched that show?
I used to watch that show. First run, I used to watch it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Blanche and
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Yeah.
Sophia and Rose. Yeah. All right. We'll get into that.
We can of the 80s and 90s.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Sitcoms. That one is not in the top 10 of ones that I would watch. And it was a good show at the time, but it doesn't go up with Cheers. It doesn't go with, it's obviously ahead of Cosby now.
Yes, that is true.
Yes. All right, coming up next. Okay, so Tom Brady and Bruce Arians seem to be butting heads. Whose side do we take? You find out next. I'm Doug Gottlieb. He's Rob Parker. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino, that's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup free when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On the card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Over 50 years ago, two men with a passion for motorsports and engineering began building race engines in an old abandoned mill. They saw an opportunity for every wide open road, an invitation for every curve. It was a chance to push the envelope and break all the rules. It was a chance to prove the two-ton family sedan could have the performance to compete in a 24-hour race, but the shocking the competition and building the reputation wasn't enough. Their vision to expand upon their excellence they had created. Their engineering company continued to validate their belief by putting race car engines in luxury sedans and proceeded to stun the elite in world racing by winning and winning and winning. We may never understand what drives Mercedes-AMG to break barriers along with every record in the book, but here's to allowing us to enjoy the results. Learn more at mbusa.com/AMG. That's mbusa.com/AMG. Mercedes-AMG, driving performance. Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Lights out. Sean Merriman will join us momentarily. By now, I think we've kind of, I would hope if you listen to sports radio, you've heard Bruce Arians point out several times that he was disappointed with Tom Brady's inability to throw the football down the field. And he said yesterday, hey, we went back over the tape. The offensive line played well. You know, when the quarterback plays well, we play well.
Uh-oh.
Rob Parker, who... you called Tom Brady the luckiest of all time, right?
The LOAT. He's not the GOAT in my eyes. The LOAT. Doesn't mean he can't play, Doug. It's just that he's been awful lucky in big games. That's all.
Okay. And we can...
We'll dive into that. But
Well,
but,
I mean, like, look, this is one of those things to where, like, I struggle to have a legit Brady discussion with you at times. You know I love you. Okay? I love you like any crazy uncle. Just because I think that take is so outlandish that it's like, okay, can you have a reasonable discussion? Like, you'd agree Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, right?
Absolutely. He's just not the GOAT.
Okay.
I mean, there's a big difference between being a great player and not being considered the GOAT. But in this case, let's stick here with Bruce Arians and what he said and done.
Okay.
Is I have no issue with this. The weakest link right now with this Bucs team is Tom Brady. The defense isn't that bad. I think they've given up the eighth or top 10 as far as points allowed. So the defense isn't that bad. They took a look at, you know, Brady got sacked one time. Yes, he was pressured. Guys get pressured. I get that. I don't think the offensive line was awful or anything like that. And in the bigger games against the better teams and the better competition, Brady has wilted. He hasn't played well. And is it he's 43 years old? Is it a new environment, a new system, and it's not what he's used to? You can't say, you know, in New England, the argument was always, Doug, well, he doesn't have any weapons. Well, he has Mike Evans. He has Antonio Brown. He has Chris Godwin. I mean, he has players. They have running backs there for him, right? They got Leonard Fournette when he became available, Shady McCoy. What doesn't he have that they should struggle in these games against good teams? And so I don't have a problem with Bruce Arians saying the quarterback has to play better.
There's a lot to it. Okay, he's not wrong that the quarterback has to play better, but have you ever heard Bill Belichick, who by all accounts would call out Tom Brady in private, call out Tom Brady publicly? Like, what is the win in doing that? And what is the win? Tell me what the win is in calling out your superstar, six-time Super Bowl champion quarterback who didn't have an offseason, is running a system that is completely different, right? He's a deep downfield coach, and Tom Brady, for the last 10 years, since Randy Moss left, was everything underneath and option routes. What is the win in saying the quarterback is the problem to the national and local media?
All I'm saying is this is who Bruce Arians is. He's not playing for Bill Belichick. Tom Brady decided he wanted to do something different. Brady signed up for Bruce Arians.
Okay,
but this is who Bruce Arians is. This is not new. This is what I'm saying, Doug. This is not new. So Tom should have done his homework about Bruce Arians if he's going to be sensitive when he doesn't play well.
I don't know if it's sensitive, but all right, let's bring in Sean Merriman, of course. Lights out, great player, rookie of the year in the National Football League.
Tough guy.
Yeah, of course he's a tough guy. Sean, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Second of all, what's your reaction to Bruce Arians openly criticizing Tom Brady?
Well, I just don't believe in that in general. And as much as I'm a Tom Brady hater for life, and I'm not afraid to admit that, I don't think you should be doing that, because that just creates turmoil in the locker room. I mean, we all got eyes. We can see what the problem is. We're seeing that Tom Brady hasn't completed a good pass past 30 yards down the field. We can all tell that, but we don't need the finger pointing in the locker room. I mean, Tom Brady has never been a guy. As much as I like to bash and talk crap about Tom Brady has never been the guy that's called out anybody publicly, not a coach, not a player, not anybody on the staff. He's never done that. So I will always give him credit for that. But also, too, you got to look at, you knew what you was getting when he got there. You knew what type of player Tom Brady was. And they got all these people who do the statistics and analyze and, you know, analytics and do everything like that in-house. And you saw that Tom Brady is not a great passer the last 5 to 7 years over 25 yards. You know that. So if you get down there and you don't have a system in place for a guy that's not accurate over, you know, 30 yards, why would you bring him in? So they created the problem. They had opportunities. I mean, they had opportunities to go get multiple players during the offseason and didn't. You know, you had an opportunity to go get Cam Newton. You had an opportunity to get, you know, I think Jameis was there. And I'm not saying that either one of these guys is better than Tom. I'm just saying that if you have a system that requires you to throw the ball down the field and make big plays, go get that guy. Don't be mad at Tom because he's not accurate over 20 yards. You created that problem.
Sean, what also Tom Brady in that game where they lost to the Rams walked off the field, didn't shake Jared Goff's hand, and I get it. Tom has won a lot, 6 Super Bowls. A lot of people have crowned the guy. I just think it's classless because he's done it before. When he beat Jared Goff in the Super Bowl, of course he was there to shake his hand, but he walked out on Nick Foles during the Super Bowl when Nick Foles played an unbelievable game and won Super Bowl MVP. And earlier this year when Nick Foles beat him again, Tom Brady was a no-show, you know, to shake his hand. What do you make of that? And isn't that a bad look for a guy of his stature?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I got a theory, and I don't know him right, but I've been saying this. Now, I always thought that he had something against Nick Foles. I don't know what that something is or what Nick Foles said or did.
Yeah.
I thought he had something personally against Nick Foles. But I felt he also ran off into the locker room again to make it not about Nick Foles, because that's what we talked about for this past year. Okay, so
let's just flesh this out here.
Yeah,
okay, Sean Merriman joined us. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, we're all just for radio world out there. We all know each other and generally like each other. So like, let's pretend this is like a little Zoom call. Sean, do you think he doesn't view Foles on his level? He's like, are you kidding me? This is the guy who wins the Super Bowl. Like, I know who Nick, like, and I mean, is that possibly it? I mean, I'm trying to get into his mind of what he could have against Nick Foles, who's, by all accounts, seen as a really good dude. Like, I know Nick a little bit. He lives near me in the offseason. I played hoop with him. He seems like a guy that everybody likes. He's a very religious guy, but warm and friendly. Doesn't seem to be a phony.
Doug, he had an unbelievable Super Bowl game.
Right. He had an unbelievable Super Bowl. But, like, do you think he's sitting there going, like, wait, we didn't play Malcolm Butler. This guy is not that good. And he has this unbelievable – he wins the Super Bowl and – if you remember that Super Bowl, the Patriots actually never punted in it. Brady turned it over to really end the game. He misread the defense and got hit, but they missed a field goal. They missed an extra point. Whatever. My only thing I can think of is maybe he thinks, here's a guy who won a Super Bowl against me, and he's not on my level. Do you have any hypotheses as what it could possibly be?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is, because you got to understand that after Nick Foles won that game, I mean, people were talking about him like he was best thing since sliced bread, right? I mean, we all put Nick Foles on a pedestal that he shouldn't have never been. He just played the perfect game. They ran perfect play calling. I mean, they caught these guys off guard and the Patriots on their heels the entire time. It was a perfectly called game. And after that game, everybody wanted to crown Nick Foles as some great quarterback, which he was nowhere close to being. Now, you know, Tom Brady, looking at it from his standpoint, I would be pissed too, but not pissed enough to go and just shake the man's hand. So when that happened, I just feel like it was something a little bit more personal, maybe something Nick Foles said or did. And like you said, I've seen him, you know, he's had great religious rants right after the game. I can tell what kind of guy he is, but, you know, there has to be something else there in order for him to do that, because it can't be because you just won one game against them. It has to be something more. And in my I just have this strange feeling that it was always about Nick Foles, always about Nick Foles, and now Tom Brady has to run off the field to someone else to take it, not about Nick Foles. I just don't believe that Tom Brady, with the spotlight on him and him knowing that the backlash he's going to get by not shaking another guy's hand, will continuously do it. So I just have to feel that he has to do something to mix it up.
And Sean, there's no way Tom, the people say, the minions who will support Tom Brady, oh, well, he's just frustrated, he didn't play well, and he's just mad. My point is, if they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs and Tom Brady doesn't play well, do you think he'll run off the field and not shake Patrick Mahomes' hand?
No.
No way.
No, not at all.
Wait.
Not at all.
Rob, you can't give me a no way, no how? I mean, it's like 6:30 in the
no
morning.
No way, no how on this Thanksgiving Day morning.
Well,
all right.
Well, I'm waiting for that. It'll never happen.
Look, he's gone up to Drew Brees. He's gone up to other great quarterbacks. He's gone up to some guys who are not great quarterbacks. I just think that Tom has a certain level of respect for certain guys. And it's not anything you know, he's not like a sore loser. I just believe that he picks and chooses who he show respect to. And if that was anybody else other than Tom Brady, we would be slamming him all over the place. But, you know, his supporters and people who just love him to death will support him no matter what. But it's at the end of the day, it's not right.
You know, there's something I want to ask you about. Sean Merriman, our guest, Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes. One of the things lost in that game is – the Rams appear to be really good, right? And what the Rams did to the Buccaneers is kind of similar to what the Giants did to the Patriots in the Super Bowl both times, which is the ability to get to Tom Brady without blitzing, right? And by the way, this is what the Rams did to the Seahawks, is they could get to Russell Wilson without blitzing. And a lot of this comes down to Aaron Donald and his dominance, which attracts a double team and sometimes even more. Look, you were great at what you did, Sean. You came off the edge. You weren't the interior pass rusher. but you weren't able to sustain it for nearly as long because of injury. I'm just wondering, from a guy who's been down in those trenches, who does Aaron Donald compare to? Because he's unbelievably dominant at a position that we don't normally recognize as such.
You can't compare him to anybody because we haven't seen anything like this. And I've played with some great D tackles. You know, I played with a guy by the name of Jamal Williams, who's more of a big guy, who took up two blockers in the 3-4 scheme. And then I went to Buffalo and played with Kyle Williams. And Kyle Williams, I mean, look, if Buffalo had a winning years and they had more TV games, we would put Kyle Williams up there as some of the greatest D tackles of all time. But he's not talked about enough because they didn't get to shine. So, and he's a Pro Bowl player, but he would have won multiple Pro Bowls if Buffalo had more visual and things like they had more TV games. There, we haven't seen anything like Aaron Donald before because this guy is doing this. People don't understand being an outside linebacker to have, you know, double digit sacks every year. If you're really good, you know, that seems about right. You have doing what he's doing for the interior and knowing that you're coming into the game and he's going to get double and triple teamed. And the way he gets so creative to get skinny between that guard and that center, to turn his hips and explode through guys and play mind games and run stunts and go and hit an opposite guard on the other side that's not looking just so you can blow another guy up and get there still. It's just he's gotten so creative and so dangerous that he, like Lawrence Taylor did long time ago, man, and the way people block him and how he, you know, the reason why the short pass game and quick game was created was because of Lawrence Taylor. And what's happening, what we're seeing right now with Aaron Donald, they're about to change the game. They're going to start having to do something that they've never done in the history of football in order to block him.
Sean, today is, of course, Thanksgiving, and one of the traditions in the NFL is that the Detroit Lions play. Doug and I are going to talk about this later on in the show. But and this has been going on. The Lions first played a Thanksgiving Day game back in 1934, so it's longstanding. I covered 20 years of those games. But is it time for the Lions to be off and maybe somebody else? Should we end this tradition of the Lions being our Thanksgiving Day pregame, because pre-meal game that we've watched all these years?
They have to. You know, they have to. Look, I stopped watching the Lions of Thanksgiving when Barry Sanders retired, you know, like,
right.
You know, and I love watching Megatron and Matthew Stafford and things like that. They've been excited, but I just like, man, what did they sign, a 55-year deal? I just don't know and understand how the games aren't more competitive, because as we all know, people watch the games for stars, right? I mean, the NFL has kind of turned into the NBA as far as the stardom and being able to watch a Patrick Mahomes and being able to watch big time quarterbacks and running backs and playmakers. I mean, that's what the NFL is now. So when that's the case, you have to have them on one of the most important parts of the year, and make it enjoyable for these, especially these tough times we're going through. We need to see some stars and some excitement. I just don't think that enough people are going to be sitting in front of the TV to watch the Lions.
Sean Merriman joining us. He got the Lights Out podcast. What's on the latest Lights Out podcast?
Yeah, we just had Tyron Woodley, man. As you guys
incredible.
Know, Rob, we talked about it.
Yeah.
I'm heavy into the MMA. I got my Lights Out Extreme fighting my MMA league, which should be getting back up here as soon as our governor gets his stuff.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Together in California. So I had Tyrone Woodley, and we just talked about his last fights, man, and him wanting to fight everybody he lost again. So I'm interested. I can't wait to see what's going to happen here when we get back up and going again.
Yeah. You going to buy Tyson and Roy Jones?
No way, no how. I know you're not going to buy that, Sean. Please.
I am because, you know, look, I always said this, right? I don't care how old Mike Tyson is. He always going to have one punch that's going to be able to knock you out, and that I'll pay for. So, you know, and then also, you know, I don't know if you guys are into it, but Jake Paul is also fighting Nate Robinson, I think, on that card. And I got a chance to train with Jake Paul and train with DJ.
Okay, does he have any chance?
Jake Paul's going to probably knock Nate Robinson out somewhere in the late first, early second.
Really?
Nate
was known in NBA circles as a dude who you didn't want to mess with. Now, part of it is little guys have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Right? Like, nothing to lose. But Nate was the guy who could flip the switch on you, but you really think Jake Paul's really going to get him?
Yeah. After Jake Paul win, I mean, we've been pushing him to go pro. I think he should turn to be a pro boxer. He's that good. I think he has a shot. He has a former pro trainer, and I've watched him over this last 2 years in personal workouts and sparring matches against some of the pros. I think he should go pro after this fight.
Wow. Sean Merriman.
If you could fight anybody in the media, who would you fight?
No, I'm just kidding.
there's several.
I thought so. Okay.
We're having connection issues. We're having connection issues with Sean Merriman.
it would have been them talking crap with me when I was playing. I'm good with everybody now, but back when I was playing, I got a couple people I would love to lay out.
All right. Hey, Sean, happy Thanksgiving, man. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Sean Merriman joining us.
That was fun.
All right, look, I want to continue with this Brady conversation for a second. We'll do so next with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep, honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow! Ow.
Ah. 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 Some things never change. Ow. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on. Ow. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. We'll continue this conversation about Tom Brady at the top of the hour. Is Tom Brady cooked? Is he washed? Is he done, finished? We'll get to that. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to yours. You know, the NBA draft has, like, come and gone. And, look, one of the things that I love about the sport that I played and the level that I played at was I do feel like I understood and got as much out of it as you possibly could, which is, you know, like college basketball, and I think people get it, but I don't think they really get it. The amount of promotion and attention that's created is invaluable. It just is. And the best way to show that is how many of those players that were drafted in the NBA draft did you have any idea about? Right, you just didn't. LaMelo Ball played last season professionally for about half the season in Australia, and you might have seen parts of highlights, one game or whatever, whereas if there was an NCAA tournament, you would have seen every one of the college kids plays. And I mean, look how big Zion Williamson became because he brought as a YouTube sensation to Duke. But it's going to be really fascinating to see. You have this entire draft class that nobody knows anything about. It wasn't seen as an elite draft class. And Rob, I know you're fascinated by the LaMelo Ball pick.
I am, only because of, he's going to Charlotte and Michael Jordan, his history of picking players. Adam Morrison was supposed to be the next Larry Bird because he had an ugly mustache or whatever it was. I think that's what people equated him to being Larry Bird, and of course that didn't work out. Kwame Brown was another pick of Michael Jordan's, and now LaMelo Ball. I just don't know. I saw him play one time, Doug, live in person, and it was just the most ridiculous.
When was that?
This was a couple years ago. Him and his brother, they played in, I don't know if it was a playoff game, and this was, you know, Lonzo wasn't there. Lonzo was in college.
When they played modern day?
I think it was at a big game. It was a lot of people. It was like a couple of years ago. I just can't remember the venue. But anyway.
And they lost?
They lost.
Yeah, it was modern day.
Okay. And you know what I'm talking about. And he was just chucking up shots from mid-court.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Three-quarter court. I just thought to myself, I was watching in disbelief. I really was. It was so undisciplined. You know, he was just doing what he wanted. And I thought, wow. I couldn't believe that was like, a real game, and there's a coach there.
I get it. I mean, I really, really do. It's one of the things I liked about him going and playing in Australia is that they got him away from that style where you actually had to play real basketball. The problem with that is that the good part is you play against men. He had some success. He had some failure. Shot 25% from three, 35% from the field. But, you know, that prepares you for the NBA as well, or even maybe better than playing college basketball. And it takes him away from, you know, his dad, who I actually think in terms of basketball training has the best intentions at heart. Like, they took wild shots when they played for him. I saw him play when he was 13, but they all love passing the basketball, especially Lonzo and LaMelo love passing the basketball. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It did train him on how to play real basketball. The problem is that he didn't actually play any defense. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well.
And Doug, what about the competition that he's played against? What was it? I know these guys are older and quote unquote men compared to him.
Yeah.
But what about the talent level? Can we really evaluate a guy who's played against maybe some inferior talent?
Yeah, you can. I don't mind playing against. It's, you know, Australia is better, but it's not a top five, maybe even top 10 league internationally at the top. There are some great all-time Australian players, the Andrew Bogut, who go back and play some.
Andrew Gaze.
I would say this. Look, I would struggle to have him. It all depends upon his level of buy-in. Because now his brother did change his body. His brother was always a little bit more bouncy than LaMelo was, or LaMelo was always long. But his brother really worked in the weight room. The biggest issue with his brother is two things. One, he was always hurt. He's always been hurt in the offseason. And two, you got to question his work ethic, right? So here's what I mean in terms of work ethic. So he goes to the Lakers, and he gets hurt in summer league. So now there's no offseason at all. So the first year was kind of a wash because then he got hurt during the season, if you remember, and he had knee surgery. They couldn't get him on the court, so he couldn't really fix his jump shot during that first year off. The second year, he was hurt again. And so he didn't have an offseason of work that when he got traded, he did work. His jump shot on some level did improve, and then he got in the NBA season. It wasn't great, but then they had the shutdown. And he looked awful in the bubble. Awful.
Uninterested as well, Doug, which was like he didn't look like he was into it. And remember, the league wanted the Pelicans to make the playoffs. I mean,
it was one of the reasons they expanded the teams that were good. They wanted Zion there, which to me displays that he didn't work during quarantine. And guys like Jamal Murray clearly did work. The idea that you couldn't get into a gym if you're an NBA player, to me, is bull, especially in California. So, you know, my first question with LaMelo is work ethic, because you got to be in this NBA, you got to be able to shoot the ball. What he has is great positional size, great vision, and you can't teach vision, and you can't teach positional size. The rest of the stuff, I don't think he's tough. I don't think he's a particularly good shooter. And not being tough is that you lack a competitive gene in terms of, in the NBA, you're going to play point guard. Like, dudes are going to come at you every single night. Like, if he had what his teammate Devontae Graham has in terms of toughness and competitiveness at both ends, I would say he's going to be great. But I haven't seen that. Like, if you watch the tapes of him playing in Australia, he didn't care on defense at all. And you better care, because even in the East, you got Kyrie Irving. He's a killer. You got Trae Young. He's a killer. You know, you're going to get, when you're a point guard, you're going to switch on to matchups with Jimmy Butler. He's a killer. And you carry the ball name. They're coming after you. So that's my biggest concern.
Is there any chance that Jordan's right on this one and he becomes a star, like a star player in this league?
Yes.
Okay, there's a chance.
I don't know, not a superstar.
But a star. I'm just talking about a star player.
He can really pass, and he's really big, and he has really good feel. You know, the game is slow to him. Like, he sees it all. I don't know if he has. You got to be able to get into the lane, and you can only do that if you can really shoot, or if you have a great first step, and even then you need to shoot. And he doesn't have a great first step, and he can't really shoot. So those are the things that he's going to have to do at the offensive end. And then to be a star, you got to be able to defend. I know Trae Young doesn't defend, but he's so good on offense. But they can't win because he's so bad defensively. So those are the things that are in front of him.
And real quick about LeVar and messing with Michael Jordan and Charlotte being off the radar, NBA radar for the most part. Will that be a good thing that LeVar? Yeah,
I think so. I mean, do I know? So I think having Gordon Hayward there will really help. I think the reason they overpaid Gordon Hayward is because Gordon Hayward is known as a great workout, as a complete and total professional in terms of his workouts. And if he says, I'm just going to follow around Gordon Hayward and do what he does in the offseason, I think he's got a much better chance than he does if he follows around his dad and his brothers in the offseason. Is Tom Brady washed? Is he cooked? Is he finished? Is he done? Rob Parker thinks so. I'll tell you what I think next. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Calling all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's Partner Plan. In fact, people who diet together lose 20% more weight than dieting on their own. Get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. Plus, try our new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant, portioned with half the calories. Don't wait. You could win big cash during Nutrisystem's Better Together Partner Plan 100K giveaway. And maybe win the grand prize of $25,000. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/Thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off your first month. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Don't wait. This partner plan offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin.
See website for details on our 2-month subscription offer. No purchase necessary. Open only to U.S. residents over 21. Void where prohibited. Runs December 25 through April 4th, 2022. For official rules, visit Nutrisystem.com. Sponsored by
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.